Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is September 14, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Alpha Group to acquire stake in Cobase. UK-based Alpha Group has announced its plan to acquire 85% of Cobase, an Ing-developed fintech. Intuit launches QuickBooks Money. Global technology platform Intuit has announced the launch of QuickBooks Money, a new subscription-free payments and banking solution for small businesses. BankJoy partners with Panacea Financial. US-based digital banking provider BankJoy has partnered with Panacea Financial in order to offer its full suite of services to healthcare professionals. Nubank launches new FGTS-backed loan. Financial services platform Nubank has announced the launch of its FGTS-backed loan, a new type of secured loan for its Brazil-based clients. Visa launches Visa Cross-Border Solutions. Visa has announced the launch of its Visa Cross-Border Solutions in partnership with Currency Cloud, in order to improve business development around the globe. Hokodo partners with Fuse. UK-based Hokodo has partnered with Fuse to improve credit decisioning and offer finance options for SMEs. Episode 6 launches the Business Now, Pay Later solution. US-based enterprise-grade payment processing and ledger infrastructure provider Episode 6 has launched the Business Now, Pay Later solution. AFSOL taps FIME for certification of universal payment solutions. France-based payment software editor AFSOL has selected US-based fintech FIME to drive its digitalization of payments. Finastra launches compliance as a service. Financial software applications and marketplaces provider Finastra has launched its compliance as a service solution on Microsoft Azure to help banks combat financial crime for instant payments. UATest partners with Ping Identity to augment identity auditing. US-based IGA engine UATest has integrated with Ping Identity to simplify identity governance for enterprise security managers. JT Group, Honey Badger launch silent authentication. Telecoms provider JT Group and anti-fraud tech supplier Honey Badger have launched Silent Authentication Plus. PwC UK partners with ClearSpeed to combat fraud. PwC UK has announced a partnership with voice analytics technology provider ClearSpeed for accurate, automated risk assessment at scale. SWIFT starts testing interlinking CBDC solutions with three central banks. SWIFT has announced that three central banks are beta testing its solution for interlinking CBDCs, while financial institutions are experimenting with the solution to explore further use cases. Opera launches MiniPay, a stablecoin wallet on the Celo blockchain. Opera has rolled out MiniPay, a Celo blockchain-based wallet integrated directly into the Opera Mini browser, to onboard African users to Web3. European banks join forces on new fraud fighting tool for instant payments. EBA Clearing has recruited 9 banks from 6 countries to undertake data model training for a new fraud fighting feature for account-to-account and instant payments. Half of UK payments made using debit cards in 2022 UK Finance. UK Finance's payments markets report shows that during 2022, 50% of all payments in the UK were made using debit cards. Open banking meets stablecoins with Noda and BVNK. Open banking payments provider Noda has tapped crypto to fiat banking platform BVNK to meet surging demand for stablecoin payments from customers across Europe. Finastra offers compliance as a service package for instant payments. Finastra has teamed up with financial crime specialists Fincom and Theta Ray to offer pre-packaged compliance screening for banks delivering instant payments. SBI extends Ripple XRP to new remittance corridors. SBI Remit is using Ripple's XRP for a bank account remittance service to the Philippines, Vietnam, and Indonesia. Fipto raises $15 million for blockchain-based treasury management play. French treasury management fintech Fipto has raised $15 million in seed funding that it will use to accelerate its platform that enables companies to manage their corporate treasury and make international payments in fiat and digital currencies using blockchain technology. Network International to power Alipay acceptance for 50,000 merchants in the UAE. Network International, Network, the leading enabler of digital commerce across the Middle East and Africa, MEA, region, has announced its strategic partnership with Alipay Plus, to enable the acceptance of several prominent e-wallets from across the world on its all-in-one POS terminals for its 50,000-plus merchants in the UAE. Over a third of Gen Z use BNPL schemes once a month. Pay. UK, owner and operator of the current account switch service, today publishes research revealing that the majority of Gen Z wish they had received more financial education at school. EMV Co. establishes Electric Vehicle Open Payments Task Force. EMV Co., the global technical body that helps make safe, reliable and convenient payments possible anywhere in the world, has announced the formation of an Electric Vehicle Open Payments Task Force. Recharge buys StartSelect. Recharge, a leading player in the prepaid payments industry, has announced its successful acquisition of StartSelect, a European digital gift and gaming cards company. Legacy technology maintenance eating up budgets of FM is. Nasdaq, NDAQ, today published the results of a major global survey across the post-trade ecosystem, including over 300 decision-makers from exchange groups, custodians, brokers, and other service providers. The report was produced in partnership with the Value Exchange. Broadridge ships all-in-one reconciliation and matching platform. Tackling both reconciliation and data integrity challenges, global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc., NYSE, BR, today announced the launch of BRX Match, a holistic cloud-based reconciliation and matching solution. BMLL secures investment from Snowflake Ventures. BMLL, the leading independent provider of harmonized, historical level 3 data and analytics across global equity and futures markets, today announced that the company has secured investment from Snowflake Ventures and entered into a partnership with Snowflake to deliver granular data and analytics to market participants globally. Consortium approach dramatically improves fraud risk models. Fraudsters are becoming increasingly sophisticated in executing fraud in real time, and many financial institutions still struggle to combat this issue. Swan raises €37 million in a Series B funding round. France-based embedded finance platform Swan has raised €37 million in a Series B funding round led by Lakestar. Network International launches Alipay in the UAE. Network International has partnered with global payments facilitator Alipay Plus to enable the acceptance of several global e-wallets in the UAE. Paysend partners with Visa. UK-based fintech Paysend has announced its partnership with Visa in order to offer its customers around the world improved international money transfers. Nathone partners with Verify. Poland-based Know Your User's AI-powered fraud prevention company Nathone has announced a partnership with Verify, a Visa solution. Noda selects BVNK to enable stablecoin payments in the UK and EU. Open banking payment provider Noda has chosen B2B payments platform BVNK to bring stablecoin settlements to the former's customers across the UK and Europe. Telegram adds global self-custodial crypto wallet, excluding the US. Chat app Telegram has integrated a self-custodial crypto wallet to tap into the crypto community that has emerged from its platform and drive crypto adoption. Report. Focus on faster payment rails represents a significant market opportunity. BNY Mellon, NYSE, BK, in collaboration with Datus Insights, today released a report examining the ongoing growth of real-time payments as a result of increasing demand from consumers for faster payment options. The report finds that a focus on faster payment rails represents a significant market opportunity, and businesses that are not investing in new payments technology could find themselves at a competitive disadvantage. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.